Hello, and welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is Nigel Bird, a professor of musical theater vocal performance for the Conservatory of Theater and Dance.
And today we're going to talk about Celebrate the Arts.
Yes, I'm so excited. So we were talking a little bit before the mics were on, and could you retell me a little bit about some of the things that we might see at this?
Yeah, so Celebrate the Arts is meant to be an HCAM-wide event that celebrates the student work that we're doing. So we have many showcases of all student work throughout all of our departments of mass media, of art and design, of music and theater and dance. All of us try to contribute a little bit of something. And what's really, really cool is this year we have a few groups that are actually collaborating together with different aspects of what we do. My favorite being the animations we were talking about. Animation design is featuring a play show that they're doing with music done by some of our composition students in the music department. So that's art, design, and music working together. One of my other favorites is there's a collaboration between Brick Road Productions, which is one of our student organizations. Yeah. They do kind of cabaret concerts every once in a while where I was like, I love that song. I need you guys to come sing. And then we'll put it together with one of our student choreographers. They did a project in their choreography class, and I really, really loved the idea. So we're combined that with a different song with that same strategy. So we'll get to see this choreographed dance to some beautiful music there, as well as some other fun stuff that I think they're putting together.
Yeah.
That was not my idea at first, but they are like, no, Mr. Bird, we're going to go for it, and we're going to make this really, really awesome. So there's a fun surprise happening there.
Interesting. It's a true culmination of all of the things that are offered here. And it's just so cool to me to see these different mediums and different art forms kind of blending together to make something totally new.
Yeah. What I really love is as the years go on, we keep blending them more and more and more. Mm-hmm. We keep finding cooler ideas every time we get on the stage and put things together. We go, oh my goodness, we could have done this thing. And so next year, then we're going to work towards that thing. This year, one of the thoughts we had was, what if we combined all of the singers from the theater and dance and the music department? And I was like, we need a little bit more time. That might be next year.
Right.
So lots of really, really cool, fun things come out of us taking what we've been learning in class, putting them together to showcase not just what we're learning in class, but how we're applying them to the real world, how we can really, really create art, right? And celebrate those things that we're doing.
Oh my goodness. We're celebrating the arts.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. But yes. So we know all of the different acts that are going to be there. What does this mean for River Campus to be able to do this? I know it's an annual event, and every year there's something cool. Every year there's something different.
So what's really, really cool about this event is it's a fundraiser for our international travels and things like that. So it gives our students a chance to study abroad and do really fun things. I know at least for the theater department, one of the trips that we go on is to NSKI, which is Norway. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's Norway.
I'm 90% sure that that's where the foreign exchange program goes back and forth.
So we exchange back and forth, but we send our students to Norway to study theater and acting and writing and things like that so that they come back with new knowledge or at least different ways of thinking about the things that we're teaching them here. That's a great partnership that we have with them. They're doing some really, really cool work. We've been involved in lots of new cool research that's going on. We'll hear more about that later. I am not the expert to talk about it, but it is really, really, really fun. So that partnership has been really, really valuable to the work that we're doing and to our students who are going out into the world and learning new techniques. So this becomes a really, really important event to fundraise for that, but it becomes a really important event to just sit down and appreciate what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're moving so fast that we forget that we are doing some really cool stuff and being able to put that stuff together and go, wow. And then it brings all of the River Campus a little bit closer, we hope, so that we can start thinking about the really cool things that we can do. That's not just Celebrate the Arts, but in the classrooms and how we can bring different people together to do other really cool stuff, just to give ourselves more things to learn, more avenues to approach what we do in life. We know that just because you got a degree in what you're doing doesn't mean that that's the thing you're going to be doing for the rest of your life.
Right.
So being able to learn all of these different avenues of doing things just broadens our horizons as lovers of learning and lovers of art.
That's so beautifully put. I almost want to end it there. I think also that it's really interesting that you mentioned research, because I think when we think arts, we think these very like different ideas between, you know, STEM colleges and humanities colleges and things like that. It's really interesting to me that there's a scientific study to the arts that happens, and there's artistry in STEM as well.
Yeah. So one of the things that I like to say to my students is, first, you got to know the rules to break the rules, right? And I think that the research part, what we all do is we love the rules, right? Mm-hmm. And I think some of us love rules way more than others. But we know that in the arts, we love to break those rules even more. And that's how we create the art. And anywhere where you see functionality and design and that creativity come into place is art. And I love it. I walk around campus sometimes just looking at things and going, man, I would love to figure out how to incorporate that into what we're doing, whether it's photography of, you know, engineering. Mm-hmm. I even talk to my students using lots of car analogies, which is crazy because I'm not a car person, but it seems to just like click and how we function. Everything has a functionality and design, and that's what makes them beautiful.
Goodness, you're so well spoken. I'm chills over here.
I try.
I'm running out of time here, unfortunately. But if you have any closing notes, I'd love to hear them.
Yeah, come support Celebrate the Arts. We'd love to see you all there. We'd love to incorporate you guys all into what we're doing on River Campus, whether that is you joining us in classes, joining us in productions, even if you're just joining us in the audience. We'd love to have you all and see you all and appreciate the arts with you all.
Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me.
No problem.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.